Donaldson, Edith. Denison, Texas, March 22, 1879. Dear Sister Edith, Donaldson. I write you a few lines this morning, although I am in poor condition to write to anyone. I took cold on our 3-day journey from Dallas and am suffering in consequence. We held quite a number of meetings in Dallas, but could not remain long, as would appear best, on account of the promise to speak to the people in Denison. We left Dallas last Wednesday morning with 2 heavy wagons, loaded, 2 2-seated wagons called Hacks and our phaeton, Brother McDearman and family, and goods. We were moving on to Denison. We had our large family tent and pitched it, and for 2 nights occupied it. 15 composed our caravan, Elder Kilgore and his brother Scott, Brother and Sister McDearman, their 2 children, Hattie and Joseph, their niece Nettie Cole, and grandson Homer Salisbury. Brother Moore and his son Willie, brother and sister, A.G., Daniels, Sister Davis, brother and sister White. We found that Brother and Sister McDearman and family endured the journey much better than they feared. They will go through with the company to Colorado. I believe that they will enjoy good health there. We arrived at home in Denison before the Sabbath and were well arranged before sundown. Now, Edith, we do not want you to leave Battle Creek. In regard to the unhealthful climate of Michigan, what can Sister Wood plead in regard to Oregon? Spring in Michigan is rather trying, and winter too. Summer is less objectionable. But we want you to go to the mountains of Colorado with us and pass the summer with us in that healthful climate. You may prosecute your studies there some, but not much. There is no need for you to break up your plans. I cannot consent for you to leave Battle Creek. I want you to accompany us in May to Colorado. Shall write to your parents in regard to the matter. I do not like to have Sister Wood influencing you to leave Battle Creek. Of course, you will remain until we can see you. Make all your calculations to go with us, for we shall think best to have you do so. Do not be the least bit discouraged. Lighten up on your studies and take things easier. Be of good courage and do not let anything trouble you. You must write me fully in regard to yourself and your purposes, but we will see you in the course of 2 weeks. We feel a deep interest that you should succeed in your plans in regard to education. Do not be discouraged or scared out by anyone's presenting the doleful side of the picture to you. If it is the will of God for you to remain in Battle Creek, He will preserve you. And if it is best for you to take things more moderately and build up physically as well as mentally, God will bless and make your efforts successful. Now I beseech of you to cast all your care, my dear child, upon Him who careth for you. Do not be of a doubtful mind, but trust the dear Savior fully, implicitly. He loves to have us trust Him, and He will respond to the confidence we give Him. Now, dear Edith, be of good cheer. Watch and pray and trust, and the dear Lord will not suffer you to faint and fall. Many may talk of its being so unhealthful in Michigan, but I find Michigan is not the only place that is unhealthful. There are many places very bad for health that have, until the past season, borne a reputation of being very healthful. Texas is one, and I hope you will feel that God can preserve you from the pestilence that walketh in darkness and wasteth at noonday as well in Michigan as in any other place. Sister Wood has buried 3 loved ones in Walla Walla, and does she think to return to that more healthful climate? Dear Edith, may you, my dear child, have strength, fortitude, and courage, and perfect trust in God. Jesus lives. He will cheer. He will bless. He will give grace. Only trust Him. He loves you. And He doth not willingly afflict or grieve the children of men. He loves to see us cheerful, hopeful, and happy. And now I will say farewell till we meet you. Do not leave Battle Creek till I shall see you. In much love, Mother.